Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Ta-da, my dear. Shalom, saints of God, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's open with a prayer.
Bless your name, O Lord. We honor and praise you in all things, for you bring great goodness into our lives. We embrace your word, which sustains us, and we thank you for your enduring grace and mercy. Please show extra favor to your righteous ones, especially those who are sick among us. May they experience joy, even in their suffering, while they anticipate their healing. We lift up in prayer the salvations of our loved ones, and may you do whatever it takes to bring them to their knees. We pray protection over the remaining hostages in Afghanistan, the abducted missionaries in Haiti, and also all those suffering persecution for honoring you. We ask all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we had to bypass the news last week, so let's catch up on the pertinent areas that sheds more light on the lateness of the hour and how it fits into Bible prophecy. Therefore, how close we must be to the calling up of his bride to our huppah in heaven.
Well, you want to begin with President Biden's trip to the Vatican?
Oh, sure. For at this time, it is significant. I call him the puppet man. And Jill, they're both heading to Rome on Friday for a G20 meeting to include a private meeting with Pope Francis, you know, to get his marching orders. And I really mean that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mm-hmm. And then they, along with approximately 200 heads of state, are meeting in Glasgow, Scotland, for the UN climate change meeting that begins on Halloween.
How fitting is that?
Mm-hmm, very. And you can be sure at least a few will be conducting some secret rituals.
Yes, especially when the UN is involved.
Especially so. By the way, our newsletter went out on Sunday, and in there I referenced the book of Obadiah that speaks about Israel's enemies, the descendants of Esau.
The Edomites.
Yes, but who are the descendants of the Edomites who crucified Christ?
You show how it's the Romans.
And where does Daniel say the one who signs the covenant of doom in chapter 9:27 will come from?
From the same people who destroyed the temple in 70 A.D.
So, where would that be today?
Still Rome.
Exactly. And also a Nebuchadnezzar statue, who is the fourth Iron Empire of Daniel 2.
Rome again.
And what will the last empire be made of?
Iron mixed with clay.
And who is the clay?
Well, God is the potter, and we are the clay.
Exactly. You know, the first time Rome ruled, they ruled over the people who hated them. But the next time, the clay will succumb and embrace Rome and its teachings of the one-world mother religion.
Mystery Babylon.
In fact, the Pope often refers to the Catholic Church as the Mother Church.
The woman who rides the beast.
And, you know, I have felt for a long time, ever since reading Dave Hunt's book, A Woman Rides the Beast, I think that was back in the 90s, early 90s, mm-hmm. that some pope will be the Antichrist who will appoint a false prophet of his choosing to oversee this religion who can only do miracles when in the presence of the beast. You know, people forget that in the past, and we know how often history repeats itself, you know, it's a form of typology, that the popes were also official dictators, even over the kings. They held two keys, one silver and one gold.
Well, yeah, for both political and spiritual.
And these two keys are still on the Vatican's flag today. You should check it out. Yep. They also stole lots of land. And they're getting ready to do it again when he controls the Temple Mount, because that's where God's temple stood. And Satan, through the Antichrist, will build his temple on the same mount. and the sheeple clay will let him, for they will eventually be told, well, this isn't just a Jewish temple, but a temple for all peoples, international.
As in the one world religion.
So we know Pope Francis is a globalist who promotes socialism and just announced that no one can enter Vatican City without presenting a coronavirus vaccination green pass, even though he knows these vaccines contain aborted fetal cell lines. But here's where I'm going with all this. A lot of people don't know that the Pope who leads the Roman Church is also, right now, a crowned king of a nation called Vatican City.
Therefore, they become a member of the United Nations.
They are. And this is why, when you read Revelation 17, it shows the harlot as a religious institution. And then in chapter 18, still talking of the same entity, now appears as a political institution. By the way, there are only two other cities that are considered nations/states.
Yes, that would be London and, wait for it, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. So these so-called vaccine injections do play an important role in this end-time scenario.
Indeed, for tracking and therefore controlling.
Yes, which is why they are trying so hard for everyone to get these jabs that are enriched with microscopic nanoparticles of graphene oxide and other foreign materials, because it's also magnetic.
And with 5G, you will be like a mini computer.
So another meaning to the iron metal mixed within the clay.
Because graphene oxide is a derivative of iron oxide.
It sure is. You can read it yourself at sciencedirect.com.
Prophecy is being highlighted for fulfillment right now. Before our eyes.
Because he wants us to know how close we are. He really wants us to know that.
Yep.
In my closing tonight, I'm going to go over again why these shots are not the mark of the beast, since we're still getting a lot of questions about that. But first, there is another gold nugget I want to talk about in Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, that I think we should address, and is more likely the mark of the beast. So, honey, please read that.
As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of man, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay.
Okay, so they could be the word for AI, artificial intelligence, and on a demonic, spiritual level, when people, the clay, will desire the microchip to upgrade their bodies, with the promise to live forever.
And to get it, one must agree to worship the beast.
And that, of course, is an abomination and will permanently change their DNA.
Well, they're defiled forever.
As was done in the days of Noah, when the fallen angels mingled with the seed of humans, today's shots, perhaps, are just the stepping stone needed for the body to more easily accept the chip, you know, like to make the body's environment more conducive to receive it. Bottom line, these are not your normal vaccines, people. Rather, the tools of gene therapy, and makes one defenseless against the many variants or other diseases as it compromises your natural immune system. The boosters are their ploy to further damage your immunity, so to get more graphene oxide into your body with boosters.
Yeah, so they're handing out free 5G phones.
Mm-hmm, some are. This is the beginning of demonic genocide that has been in the works for decades.
Well, you know, this also fits very well into prophetic scripture.
As in Revelation 19:23. Let's read it from the Greek interlinear, where this context, by the way, is at the end of the tribulation.
The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great rich men, of the earth. For by your pharmakia, mm-hmm. all nations were deceived.
Mm-hmm. Pharmakia, there it is, right there. Did you know that because of big money payoffs, big pharma controls state legislature, medical schools, and medical journals, most of the media, and even some pastors who are pushing the vaccines, well, because they must have drank the Kool-Aid of deception.
Well, even President Trump was deceived.
Yes, and his ego got in the way, I think. Mm-hmm. At least he now says we should have the freedom to choose.
Hey, you know, I miss him.
Yeah, for sure, because the Biden progressives are destroying America.
Yeah, no lie about that.
But let's move on. Right after you tell our new listeners how they can contact us.
Okay, all right, then. You can send your end-time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate this type of programming, please consider a love offering to help with our expenses, and we'll add your name to our correspondence list. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning, and especially helpful if you missed any of the programs.
Or if you want to just re-listen to take notes.
Okay, back to some other related news you can use.
Okay, well, the Jesuit-trained globalist rich man from Georgetown University, whose father was a pharmacist, Dr. Fauci, who is the highest-paid federal employee, is back in the news for a different kind of lab experiment. Dr. Fauci's NIH division shipped part of a $375,000 grant of our money to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagle puppies and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. And the dogs had their vocal cords removed so scientists could work without incessant barking. They had also locked beagles alone in cages in the desert for 9 consecutive nights to use them as bait to attract the infectious sand flies.
Well, that's so disgusting. You know, it's similar to Hitler's experiments.
Well, evil is still here and increasing.
Well, that's also scriptural.
And by the way, he is good friends with globalist billionaire Bill Gates, who often comments on depopulation. You know, I actually wrote about them both last year in April of 2020 with a few predictions that are now coming true as in the mandates.
Hey, you can read it on our newsletter webpage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and another point is the NIH has finally admitted to funding gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses at China's Wuhan lab, despite Dr. Fauci repeatedly insisting to Congress that no such thing happened. Remember how he pointed at Rand Paul and basically called him a liar?
Yeah, you know, he should go to jail.
And the Biden administration is denying VA health care to all non-vaxxed veterans. It is the most devastating blow to military readiness in the history of the United States.
Why, yeah, the vets are fuming.
Yes, calling it a most blatant act against the American people. And now I'm hearing rumors, I'm thinking, anyway, they're flying around that the vets will, with others, are preparing to fight. I am wondering if that isn't what our government wants and why they are pushing so hard, pushing us to rebel.
Well, to declare martial law.
Very possible. But there are many others very angry. Even top nuclear scientists, police, nurses, and many other fields of expertise are losing their jobs because they refuse to take the shots. Did you see that OSHA has just announced on its website, osha.gov/coronavirus, that it has now suspended reporting the requirements that normally made employers report all adverse reactions to the vaccine.
So they don't even have to do it anymore.
You got it. obviously they don't want people to know just how many reactions, as in thousands, are occurring.
Wow. And what about our Attorney General calling parents domestic terrorists?
Yeah, just for speaking out at the school board meetings about CRT. So the Attorney General told the FBI to get involved.
I guess they are now walking that back.
Yeah, but only because such a stir arose. And then there's that poor father who just wanted answers as to how his ninth grade daughter was sodomized by a boy in a skirt in the bathroom, and then the school covered it up and never reported it. Well, another stir needs to happen over these vaccine mandates, especially now on our children as young as 5 years old.
And, you know, they should not have to wear masks all day in school.
Don't get me started. What else you got?
All right. Many of the vaccinated are dying.
Yes, they are. And the former CDC director, Robert Redfield, he revealed that in just a period of 6 to 8 weeks, over 40% of COVID-19 deaths in Maryland had been vaccinated, including Colin Powell. The breakthrough variant cases are enormous.
Well, because the shots don't really protect you.
Especially any variants or other diseases. For now, their immune system is compromised to only respond to COVID-19.
But, you know, as we said, that isn't working either.
Mm-hmm. Another vaccinated congressman from Pennsylvania last week became sick with COVID.
In fact, a total of 18 vaccinated congressmen have tested positive over the last few months.
A teenager on his hockey team was mandated to get the shot and died 2 weeks later of a heart attack.
Only 17 years old from Canada.
Oh, and all those unvetted Afghanis we took in initially, you know, on all those planes, but we left the Americans and the SIVs behind. Well, one was a 19-year-old male who was resettled in Montana and is now being charged with the rape of an 18-year-old.
And they are resettling all over the country.
Including Ohio.
And then there's our southern border crisis.
Another factor for globalism. And neither are these invaders properly vetted or vaxxed and also being sent throughout the United States.
You know, it's estimated at 2 million.
Yeah, and 3,000 more are on the way. But President Biden feels it is necessary to build an enormous wall around his summer house in Delaware at the tune of approximately $500,000. And inflation is rising. Also biblical, where one day a loaf of bread will cost a day's wages.
Revelation 6:6.
And Trump announces the Truth Social Network to be rolled out early in 22 that aims to stand up to the tyranny of big tech and give a voice to all. And this is just a part of the newly established Trump Media and Technology Group. And I think you have a quote from him.
Yes, Trump said, "We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter. Yet your favorite American president has been silent. This is unacceptable."
You can't disagree with that. So in closing, as we said, we still continue to get questions about, are the vaccines being the mark of the beast? The answer is no, and for many reasons. First off, we know that the mark of the beast does not begin until the middle of the tribulation. This mark is external or upon the hand or forehead, Revelation 13:16, and the Greek word for mark connected with a specific preposition has the idea of being etched, incised, or scratched onto the surface. Perhaps it's a scar from the inserted chip of AI. Further, the mark is not taken accidentally. John reveals 5 times that the mark is specifically connected with the worship of the beast. That's in Revelation 14:9 and 11, Revelation 16:2, Revelation 19:20, and Revelation 20:4. Additionally, we know that before the mark is offered to mankind, an angel is sent throughout the whole earth, warning those dwelling on the earth, we term the earth dwellers, of the consequences of taking the mark, Revelation 14, 9 through 11. Clearly, this has not happened yet. Finally, we know this is not the mark of the beast because the church will be raptured out of this world at least 3.5 years before this event is even possible. And I want to leave you with an important verse about hope. There is only one time in all of the Bible where God calls a specific hope blessed. Titus 2:13 reads, "Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ." It is no surprise that this passage about the blessed hope of believers is connected with the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. Do you have this blessed hope? Have you totally put your faith in Christ? If you have, you and I do not need to worry about whether the current situation is the mark of the beast. We are not saying that times cannot get tough for us, because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us through them all. In the meantime, think of others more than yourself. And we need to have sympathy and compassion for our brothers and sisters around the world who are in constant affliction. Places like Iran, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, just to name a few. And a type of persecution is already gaining traction in our country. These vaccine mandates are just one way the government is separating the nonconformists, and they know who we are. What should our response be? Well, you've got to be strong, stand up and be proud of who you are in the Lord, and don't let them take hold of our children, speaking emphatically, but in love. Always remember Yeshua's words, that we would have trouble in this world, but we are to take courage because he has overcome the world. John 16:33. So for sure, be encouraged and rejoice that you have been chosen for such a time as this, to tell others that the worst time in history is coming. Time of distress never seen in the history of the world, according to Matthew 24:21. So be very thankful that the Lord will rescue us from the wrath of God, 1 Thessalonians 1:10 and chapter 5, verse 9. Oh, and also Romans 5, verse 9. Oh, I saw another one, Revelation 3:10. So anyway, grasp this hope in Jesus and never let go. If you have not turned your life over to Jesus Christ, the time has just arrived. Luke 21 says you can escape what's coming with a simple prayer. Just admit that you are a sinner. Repent and invite him in to have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. I got to be honest with you. If Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in between. And to those of you who are lukewarm, please get your act together now. You should tithe your time in God's word. You're going to need it even more so for that special discernment, and so that you can have power over the demonic forces that are getting worse and worse. All right. I have to leave you with the ironic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that special, special peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, speaking of Jerusalem, and we do love her because we're going to live there one day, well, we're going to prosper. And that's just not monetarily. That's in many, many ways. So again, till next time, tell someone about Jesus Christ. Tell them about the wrath of God will be coming. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.